Welcome. This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Proe, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide market review for the month of August 2023 and our current outlook. The Fed's annual Jackson Hole Economic Symposium occurred in August. In a highly anticipated speech, Fed Chair Jay Powell once again acknowledged that inflation remains too high. The Fed will retain restrictive monetary policy until inflation returns to the Fed's 2% goal. However, he also stated that the Fed will proceed carefully in assessing future rate hikes because monetary policy operates with a lag and full implications of the Fed's tightening cycle may not yet be felt in the economy. Powell's speech had a relatively muted impact on interest rates. However, other factors moved yields higher for much of August. Fitch's credit rating downgrade of U.S. Treasuries, weak demand at a 30-year Treasury bond auction, and a robust retail sales report helped to push the 10-year Treasury to an intra-month high of 4.35%, close to a level last reached in 2007. Yields pulled back near the end of the month after a consumer confidence report, consumer sentiment report, and a job openings report came in weaker than expected. The 10-year Treasury ended August at 4.09%, still up 0.12% for the month. Following several months of strength, most major equity indices retreated in August. The S&P 500 index fell 1.59% during the month, but it has still managed an 18.7% year-to-date return. Commodities modestly declined, with the Bloomberg Commodities Index falling 1.2% in August. The index is down 6% this year. The U.S. dollar index slightly increased during the month, returning 1.7%. The U.S. dollar index has traded range-bound for much of this year, and its year-to-date return is flat. Divergent equity and fixed income returns presented us an opportunity to rebalance portfolios in early August. For example, our moderate model equity exposure was 2% overweight. Given their year-to-date performance through July, we trimmed equities back to its current allocation target in favor of core fixed income. Within equities, our portfolios retain a tilt towards value over growth in large companies over small companies. We believe a near-term U.S. recession is unlikely. Likewise, corporate earnings growth is expected to be strong in 2024. According to Bloomberg, the 2024 consensus earning estimate for the S&P 500 index is over $259 per share, which is an 11.7% increase. It appears to us that equities may be pulling forward next year's expected earnings rebound. Given this backdrop, equities have exhibited strong year-to-date performance and valuations are elevated. Although equities are priced to deliver strong earnings next year, these earnings are not guaranteed. Therefore, we continue to believe a neutral allocation to equities is warranted. We retain a constructive outlook on core fixed income. The inverted Treasury yield curve has moderated, with intermediate bond yields increasing more recently. Overall, the yield curve has shifted upwards this year, and we believe current yields are attractive. Additionally, core fixed income provides a price hedge if yields fall, meaning bond prices rise. If the strong economic growth experienced in recent months loses momentum, we expect bond yields will decline. I'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, I thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.